Welcome back to Time for Nach, Divra Yomim Base, the summary Sefer, and we are Perek Base. Shlomo Melech starts building the Beis HaMikdash. You remember, he affirms the alliance that he made with Hiram Melech Tzor, and he says, look, I need a wise man to give expert knowledge on various different things, materials, fabric, earthenware, and he finds that, or he requests that Huram sends these various items, different trees, even workers, from Tzor. Shlomo, as his part of the deal, he would feed the workers, and Huram agrees. He sends a wise person whose mother was from the tribe of Dan, whose father was a Jew from Tzor, and he says that he's going to instruct his workers to chop the trees in Tzor, send them as rafts down to Yaffa, and Shlomo sends workers, put workers to the task. He has a team, tens of thousands of people, like 70,000 men, to carry the stones and by the remaining 80,000 men who took the stones out, who were in charge of hewing the stones. An amazing, massive operation. You know, a big Kiddush Hashem for that number of people to be sustained and fed and paid on time, but to work towards the Beis HaMikdash. Massive operation, but it's a life-changing operation. It's a history-changing operation. It's a Klal Yisrael-changing operation. What the Beis HaMikdash is, what it does, is Kedusha, the Karbonis, the gathering there, the Kapora, the Torah there, Lishkas HaGozes, the Sanhedrin. The Beis HaMikdash is very much worth working for, and that's Perek Beis.